So I was saying that creation is just as likely as non-creation. I'm not saying it's 50-50, flip a coin, or be agnostic, but hold on. But
well, we can. I mean, that's. I would like to start right there.
Trillions of miles away, or whatever, billions, whatever you want to say, and still there's no signs of life. So Earth, in this infinite universe that we can see, let's say trillions. So there's life on Earth, but nowhere else. Literally zero, less than zero.
No. You don't know that.
No. From what we've seen, so the chances are that there
would be. We haven't looked like at all.
I know. I'm not saying we've seen 100% of the universe. But we have seen. I'm astounded.
You cannot claim. You don't have information. The other.
Yeah, no. I'm saying that it's just as likely there is creation. So if you put your faith in that,
okay. Well, that has nothing to do with
into not creation.
That has nothing to do with whether or not there's life elsewhere in the universe. We can talk about that later because these are two completely different things. So, if I want to know, or you tell me, if you want to know how likely something is, how do you go about figuring that out?
The possibilities?
Yep.
You just take up every factor. What is the likelihood of rain tomorrow? It depends on the winds, depends on the evaporation, depends on this and that. And then you could factor in all of those, add them all together, and that's what probability is.
It's not wrong. I would just say that it's not very complete. So if you want to... Mike, shut up in the comment section. So anyways, if you want to establish the likelihood of something, one thing we need are, like, we need data on it, right?
Yeah, for sure. Yeah.
So quite often what we require are priors, right? So there has to be elements of something that we know. It's like the part about raining. We have huge amounts of data on how much it rains in certain places and what the variables are that can influence rain, which is how we can predict it with pretty decent accuracy, actually, several days in advance, right?
Go ahead, yeah.
Okay, so if you're going to tell me now with, we're talking about evolution, right? That's what you said?
Yeah, we're talking about evolution, but I'm saying that
great.
Not
but
believing
the basic
has the same probability as believing in creation.
Yeah.
Just based off the fact that only life can be found on Earth when there's
that's
probability.
That's not the case.
The trillions of planets that I've already seen. So how come it's only visible in one? It lends to the idea that there's creation, and it just so happens.
It doesn't at all. You're saying that you are counting ignorance as evidence, which is a very faulty way to reason about the way things are. So, but I don't think that's really a good argument for evolution either. Earth could be the only place in the universe with life on it, and that wouldn't mean that evolution is not how it happened, and or it's less likely than creation or anything. But anyways, so like the premises of evolution are that organisms reproduce, and they reproduce vastly more numbers. They produce way more offspring than can hope to survive to reproductive age. The offspring that are produced are different in subtle ways. Those differences are heritable. The environment will favor certain characteristics over others, and
yeah,
then that
I understand,
drives the
like,
population
how,
to change.
Works. Okay. Like, I understand that you
so
root
here,
it and then you
yeah,
get
yeah,
to
yeah,
the
yeah.
branches.
I'm not done
come,
making my point yet.
All right, go
Tico,
ahead.
You gotta wait.
No,
so,
I just know the definition of evolution already.
Yes. I'm not trying to be like patronizing or condescending or anything. We're just laying these things out because it's essential for the argument. So we know that every single one of those things is true. So we have extremely good now how do we take it a step further and then say that over extremely long periods of time entire species can become different? Well, we can look to genetics and the fossil record to support that, but even if we didn't have genetics and a fossil record, we still have evidence of all of those basic premises. What evidences do we have of creation?
Okay, so I'm going to speak about a higher power. So what evidence do we have that there's a possibility of a higher power? So with evolution, when the
No,
conditions are
not a
met to
possibility of
create
one,
life.
that there is one.
Okay, well,
Anything's possible.
so evolution has to first meet some conditions for things to clash together and then create life, correct? So
No,
conditions
talk
have to
about
be
the
met.
creator.
Okay, but I'm talking about evolution. It needs some sort of conditions to meet to create
I
life.
talked about
And these
evolution.
conditions
Your
can be viewed.
hypothesis is the
These
creator. Tell me
conditions
about the
to create
creator.
life have been found an infinite amount of times, pretty much, or near infinite. Like the distance to a light source, distance to heat, atmosphere that can allow for oxygen, the very building blocks of life. And all of these conditions have been met in a lot of places in the universe. But
Tico,
the only
this is
place where we can
such a
find it
bad
is Earth.
argument. No, that is not the case. We have not ruled out life anywhere else except for like the moon and Mars. And well, I guess we've been to Venus, although there could be life in Venus's clouds, apparently. There are some organic signatures that are in there. But this argument makes absolutely no sense. It's basically the evidence of or absence of evidence is not evidence of absence. There are definitely like 200 billion stars in the Milky Way galaxy, perhaps more, and there are probably 10 times more planets. So 2 trillion planets in the Milky Way galaxy alone, which is one of a few hundred billion galaxies. Even just in the Milky Way, how many planets have we studied with enough resolution to tell whether or not they could have life on them? Six? Seven?
I wouldn't know the number, but I know for a fact it's more than six. I mean, you can measure the thermal like readers that you can get off, or even like does a planet make noise, things like that, like
Oh, for
very
crying
like
out loud.
signs of
Let's
life.
say,
There's 100 different ways
Tico.
to find signs of life, and we haven't found a single one in trillions of miles across. So how come only Earth, that is not the only one that can hold life, a lot can sustain life, small or big? How come Earth is the only one that we will or that we
I
have
don't
found?
know. I don't know what makes you think that this makes any sense, but we haven't been to any of those places or been able to look at them close enough with any kind of detail to rule out or confirm whether or not there's life on them. We're ignorant about whether or not there's life on them. You're saying the fact that we know life exists here on Earth and we haven't found it anywhere else when we haven't really actually looked with any kind of sophistication or clarity is it makes
Well,
absolutely
we
no
have looked
sense.
extensively though, a lot.
Okay,
It's a
Tico,
numbers game.
there is
Evolution's a
no
numbers
life at
game,
the bottom of the
and life
Pacific
is a
Ocean.
numbers game.
Tico, there's no life at the bottom of the Pacific Ocean.
Says who?
I haven't found any.
Have you been looking?
No?
Well, I don't really like talking about anecdotes. Like we're talking about the entire universe, or not anecdotes, I'm sorry, analogies. I don't wanna. Like if you put a cup of water on a table in the middle of nowhere, or you come back the next month, all of life is gonna be attracted to that condition that requires it. Or at some point, life is gonna spring out of nothing. So how come life has not sprung out of those conditions in other planets that we've seen? And we have looked very far, I
We
mean.
haven't looked. We know knowing that they exist is not even remotely close to actually looking. I know the Pacific Ocean exists. I know that there's a bottom to it. I've never been there, but me saying there's no life there, and then your questions were exactly correct. You said, "How do you know? Have you been there?" And I say, "No, but that means that I have no evidence to say that there is any, so therefore there isn't any." You're making the same terrible leap here.
Actually, the one I'm making is actually that I see here your paper or your thing. It says your faith is equal to all others. That's the point I'm trying to make. You can't say that there is no religion or there is no creator.
I can say there's no evidence of it. And actually, 10 minutes ago, when it was your turn to give me evidence for the creator, we kind of accidentally went on this big, huge tangent. So I gave you all the evidences that support the concept of evolution being the force that has shaped life on this planet. Give me the evidences that weigh in your favor.
So the evidence is that since the Earth is the only location in the universe that we have seen that sustains any kind of life,
That's not
that's
an
a really low
argument.
probability. What's the probability of Earth being the only one in the trillions of miles we can see across? What are the chances of that? It's basically zero. Because evolution finds a way to
Okay,
close that
so
loop pretty much.
Earth is the only planet. Let's just say that Earth is the only place in the universe with life on it. That in no way implies that a supernatural being put life here.
Sure it does, because there
How?
do you agree that it's possible for another place that meets the conditions to sustain life besides Earth, some other planet out there, or even like a moon, whatever?
What?
Do you think it's possible for life to be out there? Yes or no?
Yes, and we haven't ruled it out. Give me positive evidence of God. All you're doing is saying life in other places we don't have evidence of. I'm asking you to give me evidence of God, of a God doing things here on Earth. And you're just talking about things that we don't have evidence for in other places that aren't God.
So I equate there being no life anywhere else as if you flip a coin and it never comes down
You
heads.
don't
So
know
if you
that.
flip a coin and it never comes down heads, right? That's like Earth. I mean, sorry, that's like life being nowhere else in the
Yeah,
universe.
so what does that
That's
have to do
the
with whether or
probability.
not God has anything to do with it?
Because right now there is zero life anywhere else,
Yeah,
making it a
that's
0%
I doubt that's
probability
true.
that
You
anywhere
don't have any
else can
evidence
sustain
that
life
that's
or has
true, but
sustained
even if
life.
it was true, that doesn't at all answer the question of what does that have to do with a God doing things on Earth?
No, from what we have measured, the number is zero. So from what we have measured, from all of the evidence that we do
From what
have,
I've measured, there's no
the
life in the
life
Pacific
anywhere else is
Ocean,
zero.
Tico. Tico,
And that
this is so
probability is
incredibly
not.
dumb. From what I've measured, there's no life in the Pacific Ocean. That doesn't make it true. But for the millionth time, you're telling me, you're not even giving me evidence, you're arguing from ignorance about what the case is in other planets. Give me evidence, positive evidence, of a God doing things on Earth. Not non-evidence of something that isn't the case somewhere else.
If you are, well, first of all, religion is all about belief. So asking for evidence in the first place kind of will never be an answer somebody can give because.
Okay, so there's no reason for me to believe your claim then. You can't give me evidence, there's no reason to believe it.
The evidence that I'm giving is
No, you don't
that.
have evidence. You
Okay,
just said.
so I'm going to say it in one sentence, maybe two sentences. So. The probability of life somewhere else is not zero, but so far we've observed it as zero. So that being the
No, we
case,
don't.
what do you mean? No, we don't. We have found no other life, so it's
We
0% so
haven't
far.
even tried to find other life, and we've investigated a number.
What do you mean we've not tried to find other life? We sent radio waves out there. We've measured planets through infrared, whatever other measures they can come up with, and nowhere else is there a single sign of life.
We have not done any kind of proper investigation. Also, there are probably over a trillion planets in this galaxy, and we've investigated. We've only even found a couple thousand of them. And we certainly haven't analyzed for signs of life anywhere close to 10% of those. So let's generously say we've looked in 500 out of probably a trillion. And you
500
think that
planets?
based off of okay, let's do the math. 500 divided by two,
It's
two
nine zeros.
trillion times 100. So what you're saying is you are confidently telling us we have looked at 0.00000025% of the planets just in this galaxy, and that's enough for you to say that there is no life anywhere else. That's
What I'm saying
insanely
is
dumb.
that
That's insanely stupid.
since, what I'm saying is that since there has been no life found, and that is a statistical anomaly because there should be life considering how easily life can be created.
You didn't listen to anything I said. We have looked at 0.00000025% of the planets. And it's the real number is way smaller than that. So no, we have not ruled out life anywhere else.
Okay, but that was a number also you came out of the top of your head. So if you could look up how many planets have we examined for life, if you could do that, I don't know.
There's no way that it's I
I mean, you can get
what
a
would
rough
be an
idea,
what do
like
you
more than
think the number is? Just tell me what you think the number is.
at least 1 billion we have can measure. That's just a bare minimum off the top of my head. I mean, pointing a one
A
inch
billion.
square the size of paper across the
Do you
entire
think that
universe.
we have you think that we've analyzed a billion planets for signs of life?
Sure, I don't know. Just do the Google. I don't know if I can
No,
open
you no,
the.
yeah, you no, you don't know, 'cause it's not a billion. That's so unbelievably dumb.
Right, then let's ask. How many planets have we looked for to have
Oh,
a life?
I'll highball it way more than that. We'll just go with how many planets do we even know of, right?
Yeah, go ahead.
And
Yeah.
I was correct. It says more than 5,000, which is what I assumed.
What
So
you're saying that
let's
there's 5,000 planets that we know of?
we know of 5,000 exoplanets, but that's because they're very, very hard to detect. We know about how many stars there are. So I went with well, that part's kind of irrelevant. What I actually did was I took every single exoplanet we know of and just assumed that we've analyzed every one of them for life. We obviously haven't, but that's the total number that we know of. So I gave the biggest number I could give you in order to favor your argument.
That's true. Yeah, I see 5,000 planets. That's weird.
Yeah, no, it's not that weird. So we've investigated an estimated point zero. What's a number for the number of planets in our galaxy that you're comfortable with?
The Milky Way galaxy?
Yep. I said probably around 2 trillion. If you think that that's way too, that would also, I'm completely discounting moons because we know that there are several moons in our solar system alone that have liquid water in them, which is a condition favorable for life. So, what do you think are the total number of planet or planet-like bodies in our galaxy?
Let's
Let's
just say
say
a 100 billion.
100 billion?
Yeah.
That's a lot smaller than what I said, but we'll go with it anyways. So let's say you know what? Earlier I said we've analyzed 10% of the planets, so it was actually 500, not 5,000. But we'll go with 5,000. Did you say 10 billion or 100 billion?
100.
100 billion. Okay, so. Oh, why is it doing that? 100,000, million, billion. Oh, it doesn't do commas, so it's really hard to see. Hold on. 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3. That's 10 billion. I need one more zero. Okay. So even if that was the case, we've analyzed 0.00005% of all the planets out there. Now let's say I'm in my house. My house is about 1,500 square feet or something like that. So let's say I want to know if there's anything alive in my house, right?
Yeah, go ahead. Yeah.
Let's say that I use the numbers that you're pulling on to conclude that there's no life in our galaxy. That would be the equivalent of me analyzing 0.0075 square feet of my house, which, what is the cube root of that?
And I guarantee you, you'll
Or no,
find
I would
life.
only need to know
I guarantee
the
you, you
square root
will
of that.
find life in that 5 square feet, be it
No,
an
no, no, no.
ant
It
or
wasn't
a
5 square feet. It
tardigrade
was
or.
0.0075
Okay,
square
yeah.
feet.
I guarantee you'll find life in that 0.00 whatever.
Like bacterial life?
The smallest thing you can consider life, you will find it in that millimeter of square of property in your home.
Because we have bacteria, I suppose. Yeah, you kind of have an argument there.
So you see, so that's what I'm saying. So we've looked up your whole neighborhood, and at the tip of the dot of the pen that you're holding or in your desk, there will be life there. So how come
Okay,
in our
so.
little tip, we've not found anything, not even a hint of it?
If we are looking at, so our another problem is our galaxy is hundreds of, like, I think it's like close to 200,000 light years across. Maybe it's only 100,000. So do you think that trying to look through something that is hundreds of thousands of light years across is the equivalent of looking at bacteria in a house? Because the house to the bacteria is not even remotely close to, it's nowhere close to as big as the galaxy is to a planet, right? Like a galaxy is many, many orders of magnitude bigger than a planet than a house is to a bacteria. Does that make any sense?
Yeah, for sure.
Right. So like this is kind of like a resolution problem. Like the idea that in a house I can zoom in to a level where I can find bacteria, I don't think is actually a good analogy to like the ability to zoom in. Like even with our most powerful telescopes here on Earth, like we can't even take pictures. Like before we got to Pluto, we didn't know what it looked like at all, because our most powerful telescopes could only form an image that was about 6 pixels big of Pluto, if even that. So obviously you can't tell if there was life there or not, but we're talking about looking at stuff that's tens, hundreds, thousands, tens of thousands, and hundreds of
Yeah, I
thousands
mean,
of light
hold
years
on, let me cut
away.
you off for a little bit. Yeah, I'm sure you cannot take a picture from here to Pluto and get a resolution that can show you an ant on the surface. But what you could do is measure it in other ways. There's different
Yeah, you could
ways
look for
of
oxygen,
life
but
we
that
could measure,
wouldn't necessarily be
or
conclusive
ways that a
either.
living thing would like on a planet that should not have what is it that we exhale? CO2, whatever, carbon dioxide. Yeah, so if you find carbon dioxide outside,
Planet, no,
you don't have to find.
a planet could have lots of carbon dioxide. Venus, the atmosphere of Venus is entirely carbon dioxide, just about. There's no life there.
No, yeah, I understand, but you can see what signs of life can be found by a 1800 by 1800 pixel, like
Yeah,
pixelized
like,
image. Yeah, there's different ways to
I don't know what
measure
that means.
life than taking a picture of it. Like I can show you that
Yes,
an ant is a living
but
being on the floor without
yeah,
taking a picture of
yeah, like oxygen, but that
it.
wouldn't be like conclusive. That's an extremely low resolution point of data. You know what? I don't know how you did this. This is a gift of yours. You did it again. So I'm not gonna let it happen again. Give me evidence that God intervened with life here on Earth. So don't talk about somewhere else, because that's not evidence of what God does here.
Yeah, sure. I mean, that is a hard question. I wasn't prepared for that one. I was mostly talking about probabilities, not about like miracles.
And I'm asking you to
But
give me the
sure. I mean,
probability. And the way we form a probability is to use priors, like other things we know, true things we know about like a hypothetical, right? Like, is it going to rain tomorrow? That's a hypothetical. So we draw upon prior knowledge to do that. So give me the prior knowledge that you think makes creation weighted equally to evolution.
Yeah, sure thing. So there's a you ever get a thought in your head to not do something? If
No.
you attribute that to learning it from watching Mickey Mouse, then Mickey Mouse helped you out with that. If you attribute it with some TikToker telling you.
Give me evidence, not Mickey Mouse subliminal messages.
Sure thing. I mean, well, we already know that we cannot explain or explore or even come to comprehend our own brains, much less something that is beyond our brain. So saying it's not, just like you say, your faith is equal to others. If you subscribe to an idea that there is something smarter than your brain that could create you, and then there is the truth that you can believe in it and decide to.
Yeah, I'm asking for evidence. It almost sounds like you're kind of giving me a hypothetical, but I'm asking you for evidence. Like, I never said if in any of my, for any of my supporting things. Maybe I did say the word if in some of them, but I don't remember because I said what we know with like reproduction and stuff like that. But so give me evidence.
Sure thing. So I don't have any. So how can you prove that miracles do
Okay,
not
you don't have
happen?
evidence. Now,
Yeah, I don't have
tell me one thing. Tell me something that has nothing to do with like your personal religious beliefs that you believe that you have no evidence for.
I believe that I can succeed in life,
Do you
even though
have
there's no
evidence
evidence
of
that I
that?
will do it. There's no evidence that it is a fact that I'll succeed, but
You've
I have.
failed at every single thing you've ever done.
No, I have faith that I will succeed.
Have you failed at every single thing you've ever done?
Of course not.
Okay, well, then you have evidence that you will succeed in the future.
No, because when
So
you say will,
give
it
me
means it will happen
something that
for a
you have
fact.
no evidence for that you believe.
Can you give me an example? What's something that, what's the
No.
hardest answer you ever
No,
gave me?
because to have any idea if you have, or for us to figure out if you have any idea what you're even trying to argue about, you have to be the one that does this. So, no training wheels.
What is the question one more time?
Tell me something you believe that you have no evidence for.
I believe in creation.
I said something, okay, when I originally asked, something that has nothing to do with your religious beliefs, something you believe in that you have no evidence for, other than something that has to do with your religious beliefs.
Yeah, there's nothing that can supersede God, really, so.
So nothing. So it's my position that if you have no evidence for something, there's no good re you can believe it, that's fine, but there's no good reason that anybody else should believe it.
Yeah, I agree with that too. That's why your faith is equal to all others.
Yeah, I don't have faith though.
Yeah, right. Your lack of faith is having a faith, I guess.
My lack of faith is not having a faith. That didn't make any sense.
Sure it is. You have faith that your logic is reasoned and your logic is sound. That's the faith that you're subscribing to.
No, you can test logic, like in the real world.
Right, and if it becomes disproved, or do you have a okay, could your beliefs be disproved, yes or no?
What beliefs?
The belief that evolution is true, that
Yes, any
miracles do not
scientific
happen,
belief can be
your faith
disproven, yeah.
is right, so it can be disproven.
Yeah,
So that's
any scientific idea can be disproven. The only way to do it is through evidence, and the only way we ever come to scientific beliefs in the first place is through evidence. Because if you're not using data and evidence, then you're not doing science. So there's
right,
no
and
faith
you
element
believe
in
that
there.
you're measuring things adequately. That's the faith that you're putting on yourself.
No, because we measure them and other people like the odds of one person being mistaken are, it depends on what we're talking about, but let's just say that they're
I'm not calling you agnostic
50-50.
either. I'm not
The
saying you're agnostic.
odds of one person being mistaken, let's just say it's 50-50. The odds of every if science says the mass of a proton is whatever it is, right? The odds of one person being wrong about that are decently high. The odds of all of the tens of thousands of people that have done it, all of them being wrong, are preposterously low.
Right, just like there not being life, and everywhere we searched is
That
preposterously low.
has nothing to do with anything. So anyways, You don't have evidence, so there's no reason to believe it. So you cannot possibly say that it, you cannot possibly weigh it against any other explanation. You've admitted that, actually. So I don't know if this actually was a debate, but you definitely conceded the debate.
Okay, I have one question last before I leave. But you don't have evidence that the facts that you subscribe to will always stay that way either.
What does that even mean? I don't have evidence that the facts won't change. The evidence, the only way we came to the evidence or to the conclusions was through evidence. So actually, right. Yeah, we have all kinds of evidence to believe that our claims will still be true in the future.
So you think a fact is cannot be changed? A fact cannot be become a
belief
lie?
Can a fact? I wouldn't say a fact. Okay, it depends on what we mean by facts. If facts are discrete things that cannot be reduced any further, like there are things about evolution that we continue to learn. Like we didn't know anything about genetics for a long time, but we had tons of supporting evidence for evolution. So we added to it. So I don't really know what you mean by the facts. I don't regard facts and scientific theories to be the same thing, because scientific theories aren't discrete.
Right. So if you can, yes or no, do you think a fact can later on become disproven?
Again, so it depends on what you mean. So if a fact is a discrete true thing about the universe, then it can't be. But the way we use the term fact is like in a loose sense or whatever, they're just like justified beliefs that we regard to be true. And those, like, we have changed our, like, humans, like our collective knowledge as a species, we've changed our mind about things. But the facts, the reason we changed our mind about things is, I would say, is because we got closer to what the actual facts are. The facts didn't change. Our beliefs changed.
So you need to justify something to believe it as true, correct?
Yeah. There are some like logical a priori assumptions that,
all right,
that
so you
that's
justify
not exactly how it works,
or,
but that's not
in something.
I don't regard that as science. So.
Mm-hmm. So you believe in something because it's been justified and there's evidence to believe it, correct? And so
yeah,
there's
I
people
can't
that
think,
justify.
I can't think of a better way to. A better reason to believe something.
Right. And so people have had experiences that justify and that can prove to them and wholeheartedly make them decide that their choice is correct because it's been justified. Even in Jesus.
I have no idea what
so
that
we're,
meant.
We're talking about, so we, again, let me break it down.
So you're talking about like if I make an ego and it weirdly burns an image that kind of looks a little bit like Jeebus Crispy, that's my personal experience. And that somehow, so you're saying that justifies something to me?
Well, again, I don't really like analogies, cause it's always, you can always like make an analogy for if you see a piece of toast with keys on it and then you remember your keys and you don't get locked out, you could say that, because you believed or justified that
okay,
that
so
had to
happen. What did you mean then? Let's not rely on me. What did
again,
you
so
mean?
Again, facts need justification.
Facts don't need justification. Beliefs do. Facts are an extremely useful way to justify a belief.
If facts can change, then you need to justify how them changing.
Yeah, so I don't think that facts change.
Why not?
But again, it could depend on what we mean by facts.
So a fact is a fact. A fact is something that through justification.
A fact is a fact is not a definition.
So can you justify a fact? Yes or no? Like the law of gravity is a fact, right? Things fall. And you can justify that.
So right? A scientific law, I guess. Yeah.
So if you can find justification for a higher power, then you can believe it as a fact.
What's your justification?
Well, some people, not me. Like, let's say, for example, and this is not an anecdote. I mean, I'm sorry, this is not an analogy. This is an anecdote. Let's say, for example, me, I hear a voice, and that's enough justification for me to believe that that voice exists. I could have heard like a door opening and maybe, a creak sounds like something else. But then my whole life I go believing in God, so it does exist because it was justified to me.
It's really hard for me to imagine a weaker justification for an idea.
Right, but so, right, that is a very weak justification. But there
It,
are
it's
very
the
strong
it's like the weakest. I
justifications
it's like
for
the
me.
weakest I can imagine. The only
Right,
thing
but there's
worse than that
different
I can imagine
justifications
is
for
if
him
somebody
than
just
for
said, "Well, whatever you say, I believe the opposite." That sounds worse, but that sounds like probably the only thing that's worse.
Yeah, I mean, you can make it as little or as big as you want. If you're battling cancer at stage four, the doctor says you're not gonna live, and then somehow you pray and you survive, that's your justification for believing. How's that different than somebody going through rigorous research and finding the
Because
answer that somebody
thousands
didn't
of
think it was
people do
true?
the same research and get the same results. Or sometimes they get different results, and then that's how we justify the original idea being wrong. Whereas in your case, you're just talking about discrete events that only happen to one person, and the experience is completely inaccessible to other people, so they can only believe it because they believe it, and there's no reason that anybody else should believe it, as admitted by you earlier. So it's just incredibly weak. So we've been doing this for about,
Yeah,
well,
20
too
minutes.
long, frankly. So
Again,
come back
so
whenever you
facts
want.
need to be justified, and you can justify faith just like you can justify facts.
Right, so I don't think that facts really need to be justified, beliefs do. But you gave me the weakest imaginable justification.
Well, back to my main point before I leave. Again, you could.
Nope.